Welcome to another episode of Clerical Conversations. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with me today is Father Anthony Cicada. Father Cicada, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I was wrestling with a title for today's episode. I thought, you know, Tales from the Crypt or Back from the Dead, those sorts of things. Broadly speaking, this is a story of the illness that you dealt with, and it struck me as important because so often we may not have to face the things that we talk about so often. And I'm sure as a priest, you've had to go to people's sick beds and help them with illness. And then when you have to deal with it yourself, what perspectives you might have. So this really intrigued me. And I'm really grateful that you set aside some time for us to talk about this. I know that our listeners will probably be as interested in it as I am. So let's start at the beginning with healthy Father Cicada. So give us some background on your health in general and your lifestyle so that people have some context.
My health in terms of general health and energy always has been rather good, thank heaven. My mother died of cancer when I was a kid. I started smoking in the seminary in Milwaukee because that's what one did in those days. I smoked actually for 22 years. And I gave that up in, maybe about 93. I never really had any major medical problems. I also made a point of, regular type of exercises, running. When my knees gave out, I took up swimming for a while. So generally speaking, I was in pretty good health and was able to carry out the work of my apostolate and then some.
So, generally good. You gave up smoking. And can I ask what caused you to give up smoking?
Well,
was this a Lenten thing? I seem to recall some story with Bishop Dolan. Or
well, we tried to make it a Lenten thing.
I remember the story now. So you tried to give it up, and then I think you ended up in imposing a Lenten penance on everyone else.
Yes, so I would say that you could put it accurately that way. And in fact, to the extent that this was when we were over in Sharonville, that I ended up getting on Bishop Dolan's nerves so much that in his one night in his house cassock with red buttons on it, went over to the Quick Mart across the street and bought a pack of cigarettes and brought them back and said, "Here, I can't take it anymore."
In his pastoral solicitude,
terrific pastoral solicitude. Many people found it consoling that I smoked. The priest smoked, and I used to always joke that because you smoke in this life doesn't mean that you'll burn in the next, as some might like to tell you. But it was something that everyone did, and it did help concentration. It was very difficult to give up. I had several Lents where I had false starts at it, and when I finally succeeded, did so by chewing the Nicorette gum. And I actually had to chew that for about a year and really knock myself out exercising before finally the habit went away. And they tell you, of course, give up smoking, you'll put on 30 pounds. And guess what? I put on 30 pounds. But that's just one of those things. So that was something in the past.
Well, and generally good health, and you managed to quit smoking, which, of course, the irony is quit smoking and cancer still comes anyway. But we're not there yet. Give us a sense of what your workload is. So we have a sense of what your health was like. What was your workload like?
Okay, well, I mean, people who know me probably say I'm a type A personality. And or like the old Energizer Rabbit on television that's just sort of kept on going. For my apostolate, I did all sorts of things. In addition, the various places I've been to pastoral work, such as offering Mass, hearing confessions.